Turkey is holding out for a multi-billion-dollar aid package from the United States before it agrees to let the U.S. base troops in the country for a possible war in Iraq. U.S. and Turkish negotiators failed again today to agree on the amount of aid, and there's growing frustration in Washington, where the Bush administration says it has made its final offer. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration hopes to use Turkey as a staging point into northern Iraq. U.S. ships are already heading there with equipment. But the Turkish parliament won't agree to basing rights until the U.S. comes up with cash to cushion Turkey's economy from the shock of war. The Turks are said to be seeking some $6 billion more than the $26 billion the U.S. is offering in grants and loan guarantees. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said it's decision time.
Turkey has heard authoritatively what the position of the United States government is. And now Turkey has a decision to make, and we look forward to hearing that decision.
But that decision might not come this week. According to the leader of Turkey's ruling party, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, predicted parliament will not vote on any U.S. deployment in the next couple of days. U.S. military officials say they do have a plan B, and Fleischer says the Pentagon will be ready.
Turkey, of course, is desirable from a strategic point of view for any military staging, but the military of the United States is sufficiently flexible that whatever decision is made, the United States will still be successful in carrying out any military operations, whatever decision is made.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was diplomatic today, saying he wouldn't give Ankara a deadline for its decision. He described Turkey as an important ally already helping the U.S. enforce a no-fly zone over northern Iraq.
They're cooperating at the present time with respect to Operation Northern Watch, and I suspect that in one way or another, a variety of ways probably, they'll end up cooperating in the event that force has to be used in Iraq.
Some experts are less optimistic. Bulent Alireza of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S.-Turkish relationship could be at stake.
It isn't just money. The Turks also have concerns relating to the future of Iraq after an operation, and they want to introduce their troops into northern Iraq at the same time that they allow U.S. forces to go there. And beyond that, the Turkish government has made it very clear that it really does not want this war, and it would prefer to avoid a decision altogether.
He says U.S. assurances about a post-war Iraq have not allayed Turkish concerns. The Turks fear Iraqi Kurds could win control over oil-rich areas of northern Iraq, taking a step closer to independence, and that could encourage separatist desires among Turkey's own Kurdish population. The Bush administration insists the U.S. would ensure the territorial integrity of a post-war Iraq. Alireza says Turkey will have to consider what it will lose if it does not agree to cooperate with the U.S. on Iraq.
We could easily make the case that Turkey will lose more because in addition to failing to get the economic aid package, which would ward off some of the inevitable effects of the war, whether Turkey is involved or not, it would raise a huge question mark over the entire relationship, including, not least, with respect to discrete U.S. support for Turkey in the difficult negotiations with the IMF.
The U.S. has been Turkey's main backer in negotiations on an economic recovery plan with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. A war in Iraq could cause more trouble for Turkey's already struggling economy. The country estimates it lost more than $30 billion during the last Persian Gulf War. Alireza says many Turkish politicians are still bitter about that and want guarantees that any new aid package would pass through the U.S. Congress. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.